The world's media is having to translate what Donald Trump says. They've been doing it for years. And in fact, an Australian journalist from the Australian Guardian once wrote a piece that I found fascinating, where she basically said that after going to a Donald Trump rally, she could not believe that what he actually says out loud bears very little resemblance to what gets written about him when he is quoted. And the reason for that is because journalists across the world are having to rewrite Donald Trump language for it to make sense on the printed page. And this is obviously very concerning because obviously this guy was the president of the United States whilst having no vocabulary, whilst having the intellect of a six-year-old child, but also that he is running for president once again. And, you know, when he thinks that words like bigly are a good use of the English language, I think we should all be very worried. Now, as he's been falling asleep in the Manhattan courtroom recently, he kind of pulls himself together enough to make a 2 or 3 minute announcement or kind of impromptu press conference in the echoey hallway outside the court. And he responded to a question, and I thought I would just read his answer in my voice rather than showing you a video of him in his voice. And the reason for this is because we make allowances for Donald Trump's idiosyncrasies and eccentricity and weird delivery. We've heard it now for so many years that we've learned to speak Trump. We've learned in our heads to translate the moronic language that he uses and somehow make sense of it on the fly. But when you hear it not in his voice, you really get a sense of quite how stupid he is. So the question posed from a journalist shouted out to him and said, "How did it go in court today, Mr. Trump?" And his answer went like this. This is a case that nobody wanted to bring, including Alvin Bragg. It was just at the last minute they decided to do it. It's a case that, if you're looking back, it goes back many, many years, 2015, maybe before that. And it's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing in terms of the law, in terms of all of the violent crime that's going on outside as we speak right outside. As we speak, this is a case where you pay a lawyer. Who's a lawyer? And they call it a legal expense. That's the exact term they use, legal expense, in the books. And another thing, it wasn't even said, was we never even deducted it as a tax deduction. So that takes a whole, most people want to deduct everything. We never even took it as a tax deduction, but they call the payment to a lawyer a legal expense. In the books. They didn't call it a construction. They didn't say you're building a building. They called it a payment to a lawyer. Because, as you know, Cohen is a lawyer. Represented a lot of people over the years. Now, I'm not the only one, and wasn't very good in a lot of ways in terms of his representation, but he represented a lot of people. But he puts in an invoice or whatever, a bill, and they pay, and they go on a legal expense. I got indicted for that. What else would you call it? Actually, no one's been able to say what you're supposed to call it. If a lawyer puts in a bill or an invoice, and you pay the bill, and then the book, it's a little line. That's a very small little line. I don't know if you could even write more than two words. It's not like you could tell a whole life story. They marked it down to a legal expense. This is what I got indicted over. Think of it. I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for? That checks being paid to a lawyer? He's a lawyer, or was a lawyer. Never happened before, I believe. Never happened before. This has never happened before when the state tries to insert itself in federal elections. Never. Nobody's ever seen it. They were incredulous. And yet Bragg picks it up. Now with Bragg, you look, when he first came in, he didn't want to do it. But when they're going to look at Pomerantz and what Pomerantz did, well, that's bad stuff. One word in there that was maybe the kind of word that should be used by a former president, and that was incredulous. And I was very impressed with that. I mean, well done, Mr. Trump. You know, your use of language went beyond four or five letters, temporarily, albeit. And so this is the point that I want to make, is that when you take the eccentricities of Donald Trump, the visual, the hair and the oversized suits and the red tie and the crisp shirt and the flappy trousers with the turnips and then the old shoes, when you take all that away and you just listen to the words, there's nothing there. He literally has nothing to say, nothing to offer. And all of the lies, because everything that he said there is untrue, this is just a series of thoughts, an inner monologue that he is saying out loud and somehow thinks that this is acceptable as a press conference. You know, we have to stop accepting this as normal. We have to stop normalizing this person's lack of intellect, this person's self-obsession, this person's insecurity, and also this person's propaganda, claiming that it's Biden that's behind these charges, or that the court is in some way compromised, or that the judge has an agenda. None of that is true. And yet the First Amendment in this country allows Donald Trump to spew all of this stuff. And tragically, because he's a former president, some people believe it. So for all of us, it's time to just raise the standard. Because Trump on the world stage is no different to what we see in this echoey corridor. Trump does not have the brain, he does not have the understanding, nor does he really care about anything other than himself. I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast, download my videos on YouTube, catch me on Wednesdays co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday, on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.